For the past 3 years, the Whitney Western Art Museum of the Buffalo Bills Center of the West in Cody lent more than 80 works of art from their main collection for a traveling exhibition, Go West, Forging the Image of the American Frontier. Since 2013, the Western American Art Exhibit traveled to Atlanta, Georgia, Omaha, Nebraska, and Palm Springs, California. But on December 3rd, Go West will open its doors for the last time in the Utah Museum of Fine Arts in Salt Lake City. As the traveling exhibition finally takes a rest, Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska talked to Karen McWhorter, the Scarlet Curator of Western American Art for the Buffalo Bills Center of the West, about the theme of westward expansion and the importance of lending art for museums in more rural areas.
Is there at all a main focus of this exhibit?
So the exhibition is actually broadly focused on the 100 years surrounding the turn of the century. So from 1830 to 1930, we have brought together some 85 works of art created by both Euro-American artists and Plains Indian artists that help tell the story of westward expansion into the region in which we all live here.
How is the exhibition telling that story?
The story is really told beginning with the earliest artist explorers who headed out west either on their own or with private expeditions and later with government survey parties. The goals of these artists were multifold, but some hoped to document the indigenous cultures in this region. Others hoped to provide perspective on the wildlife and the landscape, all of which was essentially, quote, new material for Eastern audiences. We begin there and we work toward the turn of the century. During those 70-some years, the goals of artists certainly change, and each was an individual. But artists toward the turn of the century really begin characterizing the American West as a very unique place. And they're doing that from the beginning, truly. But at that point, as they begin to see changes taking place in the West, they're kind of elegizing a chapter that's coming to a close. And with the, quote, closing of the frontier, many changes occurred in the West. And so artists like Frederick Remington and Charlie Russell, two of the best-known Western American artists, began to kind of elegize the time that was before the closing, quote, of the frontier. So they and others like them created really mythical depictions of new Western American heroes, including settlers and immigrants and prospectors and certainly cowboys and certainly Native Americans.
And what are the different perspectives?
Some are celebratory of westward movement. They really elevate Americans heading west or to the west from any direction, from the west, from the north and south as well, as pioneers, truly, of an era of truly a new time and space. I think others, began to feel quite saddened and depicted this in their artwork about the changes wrought on the West.
And what type of changes that were brought on the West are they saddened by?
So certainly in works of art of this era, the subjects that are depicted that speak to the changes in the West depict changes brought by the Transcontinental Railway, by the cutting across of the American West's wide expanses, by barbed wire fence, certainly by the forced relegation of Native Americans to reservations. All of these changes were distinct and quick moving and in many cases tragic.
How do the artists which are included in the exhibit influence how we perceive the American West today?
I think what it boils down to is that many of the Euro-American artists that are whose work is on view in this exhibition, their work celebrated what would become commonly perceived American characteristics about the West: rugged individualism, independence, this sense of adventure, and I think all of those ideas about the West still permeate society today.
What is one of your favorite pieces?
I think I'd have to say that my favorite theme in the exhibition is our Yellowstone paintings. Particularly, there are two that I am enamored of. One is a painting by Albert Bierstadt titled Yellowstone Falls, and the other is a painting by Twachman, the great American Impressionist, called Waterfall in Yellowstone. They depict the same subject, but in very different ways. So Albert Bierstadt was painting his depiction of the fall slightly earlier. He includes much more detailed brushstrokes and even small trees, which are clearly visible near the base of the falls. Everything is much more detailed, almost scientifically depicted, whereas John Henry Twachman's painting, this painting to me looks like icing on a cake. It's really thick. It's this wonderful painterly depiction of the falls, much more atmospheric, much more abstract. He was tapping into that impressionist aesthetic.
So what is the importance of sharing artwork with other museums?
We really view it as critically important as part of our mission, in fact, to share the spirit of the West. There really is nothing like standing in front of a fabulous painting or sculpture or object. And we realize and recognize that Northwest Wyoming is a difficult place to get to and expensive for most. So, you know, many of our would-be enthusiasts can't make it here, and we want to share our collections outwardly to increase our reach, to share the spirit more broadly, and also just to celebrate what we have here.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska speaking with Karen McWhorter, the Scarlet Curator of Western American Art for the Buffalo Bill Center of the West.